Hi, welcome back. In this video, I'm going to cover some of the best tips that you can do to lose weight. Now, if you follow these tips, I promise you're going to lose weight in about 2 weeks, maximum 3 weeks, even if you don't change your diet. Of course, you want to change your diet and you want to go on low carbs, reduce carbohydrates, especially the refined carbohydrates, refined sugars, sweets, and all of that. But even if you start by implementing these tips that I'm going to give you and slowly change your diet, you're going to see massive results. Let's get started. So number one, we have intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is fasting for 16 to 18 hours. And then you have an 8-hour window, 2 to 3 meals with no snacks in between. If you decide to go on low carbohydrates, it is very important to add fiber and fat, because fat doesn't have that much impact on insulin. And that way you feel full longer. You can go from one meal. Now, ideally, you don't want to snack in between those 2 to 3 meals. And you can have green tea, you can have coffee without any milk. That's not necessarily going to break the fast. Number two, sleep. Now, you want to sleep for about 8 hours, because when you sleep, your body is recovering and you're triggering an important hormone for weight loss, which is growth hormone. I'm talking about human growth hormone, not the synthetic growth hormone in steroids. And this growth hormone is triggered in the very beginning of the night. So it is important that you go to bed early, not later than 11 p.m. And more importantly is to create a bedtime routine, which is aligning your body with the circadian rhythm. Stretching before bed can help you. You can read a book instead of being on your phone. Now, if you decide being on your phone, you can use filters on your phone or wear blue light blocking glasses. In that way, you'll sleep much better. Number three, avoid stress. Stress is something that is not going to help you at all when you're trying to lose weight. Exercise will help you reduce stress. You can go for long walks. That really, really works for me. But there are many other things that you can do, such as meditation, mindfulness, breathing exercises, or avoid watching the news. Number four, this is a very important one, which is exercise. I'm talking about resistance training, weight training, 3 to 4 times a week. And then you can combine it with high intense interval training 1 or 2 times a week. But make sure there are at least 2 days of recovery in between. You could do a bit of extra cardio, such as running, walking, jogging, swimming, cycling. And if you decide to rest for 2 days, then you can have 1 day with this active rest day, which means you don't exercise, you don't do weight training, but you can do stretches and going for long walks. It is important just to make sure that you prioritize recovery, because otherwise this can increase stress levels. Number five, of course, nutrition. Again, ideally you want to go on low carbs, but if you decide just do intermittent fasting without changing your diet and then slowly progressively lowering the carbs, that also works. Just make sure that you eat 2 to 3 meals a day and no snacks in between. It is important to eat nutrients that greatly help the thyroid. I'm talking about iodine. Foods that are high in iodine are shellfish, seaweed, sea kelp, eggs, milk, organ meats, meat. Another important nutrient here, it is a mineral called selenium. Selenium can greatly help the thyroid, and it works with iodine. And it has also been shown to help with leptin. Leptin is a hormone produced by the fat cells that usually help the body to regulate appetite. You can get selenium from Brazil nuts. One Brazil nut a day will give you the RDAs for selenium. Overall, you want to eat a variety of nutritious foods. Again, going on low carb, moderate amount of protein. If you go on low carbs, it is important to eat foods that are high in potassium, such as avocados. Well, if you are on low carbs, then I guess you wouldn't be eating that much potatoes. Potatoes are very high in potassium, but it's also not just the potato, but also the amount. How much are you getting? That the portions are very important. Or you can get potassium from a supplement, potassium citrate. Just make sure that if you take potassium, then take the rest of the minerals. You can get it from an electrolyte powder. And we cannot forget about the B vitamins, especially thiamine, vitamin B1, particularly if you don't stop consuming carbohydrates, because the more carbohydrates you consume, the more coffee you consume, the needs and the requirement for thiamine increase. My last tip here is Apple cider vinegar has been shown to help massively with insulin. So you can take 1 to 2 tablespoons in a glass of water, around 300 ml, and you can squeeze a whole lemon before meals. That's going to massively help you to lose weight. So just to recap what I say, intermittent fasting. If fasting for 16 hours is too long for you, you can start from 12 hours. Just make sure you have 2 to 3 meals. You don't snack in between those meals. Sleep, very important, because you want to help your body recover and you want to go to bed early so you can trigger human growth hormone, which is a hormone involved in weight loss. It's a fat burning hormone. Avoid stress. Exercise will help you with that, but it's also important to go for long walks and do some meditation, mindfulness. Just as you're giving your body a lot of movement, it's important to give your body some quiet times, not just the body, but also the mind. Exercise, of course, is very important here. Weight training 3 to 4 times a week, followed by high intense interval training 1 or 2 a week. Just make sure you prioritize recovery. 2 rest days, 3 if you need more, but make sure one of them is about stretching and going for long walks and recovery. And of course, we talked about nutrition, which is very important when it comes to weight loss. Drop your carbohydrates, eat moderate amount of proteins, make sure you get high nutrient foods, and particularly I was talking about iodine and selenium, which you can get in shellfish, Brazil nuts, meats and organ meats, and also add vegetables and salads to your diet to get enough potassium. And I also mentioned the importance of B vitamins. You can get them from nutritional yeast, or you can get thiamine in a supplement form, but just make sure you eat it with the rest of the B vitamins. I like to mix it with nutritional yeast and it helps massively. That's it. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please follow these tips and I promise you will lose weight in maximum 3 weeks if you stick to these tips. It's going to help you massively. However, if you feel like you're struggling and you're not able to continue to do this by your own, send me a DM or send me an email. I put a link to my website where you can fill out a form and book your free consultation, and then I'll be more than happy to help you. Now, if you haven't seen my video on mindset and exercise, I put a link down below. It's going to help you massively to start with your fitness journey and weight loss journey. Thanks for watching. Follow for more.